Welcome back, everybody. And Tigger, there's a lot of people feeding cows. It's wintertime all over the north. I got a chance to interview R.C. Patterson. He came up with this easy ration hay processor, and he really made me think about putting a ration together. And I learned a lot from this interview, so why don't you roll it?
R.C., welcome to the program.
Yeah, happy to be here, Tim.
We had a talk on the phone a couple weeks ago. I know that you had you feel compelled to get out some information to the listening audience and the readership, and you're really getting a little bit frustrated by that. So you give me a call, and by the time we got done with our phone conversation, I was very convinced that you had something very valuable to share, and this is the reason why I'm calling you back and bringing you along. Now, you're a rancher yourself, R.C.
Yeah, well, I grew up in the ranching business, and the time come for me to start my own ranching enterprise, and my dad was still in the business, so I had to go find my own ranch and buy my own cattle. So then, of course, along with that come a lot of debt. How are we going to make this work? You know, that's always been a struggle, and it kind of occurred to me, if I didn't have to save half my ranch for winter pasture, like with what normally happens where we ranch, where we live in this community, and then we end up giving lots of supplement and of course feeding some hay when it covers up with snow as well. But the supplement had got pretty expensive, and so I thought, man, if I didn't have to save half the ranch and then still spend all that money on supplement, you know, I could run twice as many cows, and I could about make this thing cash flow. And so, and I'd actually seen my father do it whenever I was younger. He bought grinders and mixer wagons, and, you know, boy, all we did, though, was grind and mix feed and feed cattle, and it just seemed like all the labor and machinery involved kind of negated all the savings, but the cattle did well, and he didn't have to save winter pasture, and he could run more cows. So, you know, realizing that it was certainly possible, you know, the next question become what would make it feasible. And so, you know, obviously if we didn't have to spend so much time and labor and was so machinery intense to get it done, you know, then it starts becoming feasible. So, you know, one day it kind of occurred to me how we could do it. What we needed to be able to do was just have one man, one machine, and do it in one operation. And as well as mixing and blending and creating cost-efficient rations, you know, we need to be able to change it on the go because we need to feed first calf heifers and, you know, maybe some weaned heifers, some second calf heifers, some running age cows, some bulls, maybe some cull cows, maybe some open cows we're holding, you know, maybe even a trap of horses. And so we need to be able to kind of vary what we were blending. And the other thing we needed to be able to do was focus on a roughage ration because that's typically what is most readily available to us and cheapest. And so, you know, you could sit down and you could do it on paper. You know, you could sit down and figure in a few pounds of alfalfa and some corn stalks and maybe even some concentrate, and you could come up with a cost-efficient ration and make it work, but then, again, getting it done with
the delivery.
Simple and quick.
Yeah.
Right, right.
So you got this machine of yours. It's like a big flatbed, and you put an alfalfa bale on one side, the big square bales, and another type of bale on the other side, and then you got a bin for grain for any kind of supplement up front, and then it grinds the bales up into a really palatable roughage, right?
Well, right, and indirectly in working this, you know, this concept out, we kind of got hooked up with a dairy nutritionist, and, you know, he encouraged us to not grind but actually process the hay and focus on the particle size, and I didn't realize what a big deal that was. I must have been gone to a rodeo that day in feeds and feeding class in college when we talked about particle size, because I didn't realize, you know, what a big factor that was.
And it's a huge factor. Yeah, you betcha it is.
We're processing the hay. We're blending it in a ratio that we're going to be able to meet the protein and the energy requirements. We're able to change it on the go, and so, man, this thing all started working, and it started working really well. And typically, this is our largest expense that we have, and that calf we sell every year is the winter feeding that mama cow. So if we have the ability to reduce that cost dramatically, or in some cases like ours, increase production on the ranch by not having to save winter grass. And, you know, when you think about that, Tim, you carry that thought on out. You know, that winter grass is going to be 2, 3, 4% protein. In the summer, it's 9, 10, 11, 12% where we grow. So, actually, we've just kind of lost, you know, roughly 60% of the nutritional value in that grass when we wait and utilize it as winter feed. And then, so, obviously, we're having to give them supplement to make up the difference in the loss of nutritional value. And so, it's not maybe the best utilization of the grass to start with, but just like I said, it's always been our biggest expense is that winter feed, and so that was one of the best ways to mitigate it.
So for a guy like me, I'm sitting here going, I'm going to go out and I'm going to feed my replacement heifers. They're in a little pasture over here. I'm going to feed my bulls, and I'm going to feed some carryover calves, steer calves that I've got. But I'm not really sure exactly what I should be feeding these critters. You've made it so easy, and I really love this part of your website. You've made it so easy. You've got this feed ration calculator that you got it from Ensminger, Oldfield and Heinemann Feeds and Nutrition. It's a great calculator. Tell us about that.
Exactly. What we did is we just took all the information out of a feeds and feeding manual, and you just named off the authors of that manual, and we hired some computer gurus to put it in a format that's easy to use. So you can take your own hay test and enter them into the ration calculator, and then you select what you want to feed, whether it's, you know, first calf heifers, running age cows, where they're on their gestation period. You know, they all have different nutritional requirements. And so it will help you determine a least cost ration utilizing the feed source that you have. And not only does it do that, it actually tells you what the nutritional requirements are for the cow. And, you know, like we were visiting earlier, I mean, not most ranchers, even though this is our largest expense, most of us don't know off the top of our head what the protein or energy requirements are, or for that matter, even the dry matter requirement that, you know, we don't even really know what the minimal amount of dry matter should be that we could feed them if we get the particle size correct, as well as the energy and the TDN. And you know, we were talking the other day with some people, and it's like we would all think that a feedlot or a dairy or anybody like that that was not creating cost-efficient, balanced rations would be crazy. If they were just going out there and flaking off hay, we'd think, you know, you guys are going to be broke next week. And yet that's exactly what all of us in the cow-calf industry have been doing for years, just because we didn't really have any other option.
I've never been a fan of feeding cows long hay in the wintertime, and I know that this RC is all about particle size. It can be too big. It can also be too small. So your Easy Ration processor, you got it set up, so it's going to bust off that, 2 to 6 inch particle size, and that's the ideal size for ruminant efficiency, correct?
Exactly, and whenever we kind of went to looking a little further and kind of getting learning the science behind what we saw working with our own eyes, you know, it was explained to us from some nutritionists. They say that typically the hay as is in the bale is too long a stem, too large particle size for what the rumen was designed to use. And so the cow has to expand a lot of energy just breaking it down to where they can actually use it and where it should have been to start with. On the other end of the spectrum is what some people would call tub ground hay or too fine a particle size. And again, when it comes to the rumen and how it utilizes a feed source, whenever it's broken down small enough, it passes through. So if it's already that small when you put it in the rumen, it's going to pass through before you get all the good out of it. Not to mention, like a lot of people talk about, all the dust and the loss when you actually grind stuff up anyway. But so anyway, you got the tub ground feed source on one end, and you've got as is in the bale on the other end. And right in the middle is what really the rumen was designed to utilize, which is what we typically call processed hay with the 2 to 6 inch stem length that you were just talking about.
Also, another thing a lot of our listeners and readers don't do, and that's get a feed test. I'm just saying, listeners, it's pretty important to know what it is you're feeding.
Oh, absolutely. Alfalfa is not alfalfa across it. I mean, it can vary dramatically, as can nearly everything. And so, yeah, it is certainly worth your time to get the hay tested and know what you got. And it's like you said, it's not rocket science. I mean, the knowledge is out there, the information's out there, and we've made it readily available right on our webpage to find out exactly what that cow needs and how you could mix and blend stuff up to meet those requirements. And it can be pretty dramatic. I mean, we talk about an over 50% reduction in feed cost, and those are real numbers. I mean, we're not talking about, okay, you're going to get an increased breed back. We're talking about actual feed cost dollars. If you're out there actually just flaking off straight alfalfa out of the bale and feeding your cattle versus if you had actually taken, process that alfalfa and blend it with some what we typically call filler hay. You know, it could be corn stalks, it can be grass, it can be sorghum. I mean, any other feed source of roughage, and then you may have to add in some concentrate to get your TDN where you want it. But it's pretty easy to see And a lot of times, an excess of 50% reduction in your feed costs a dollar. And so whenever you can feed the cattle that cheap, then, you know, like we're saying, it doesn't make sense to save half the ranch and use the grass as filler and supplement. I mean, when you can feed that cheap and that quick and that easy, then that lets you utilize the grass during the growing season, which also kind of sets the stage for you not having to buy and sell or undergraze. Or obviously the rain gauge is important, and growing grass is always going to be important to us. But whenever we're not so dependent on that rain gauge as to our production, in other words, if you're having a dry year, you can start feeding a little sooner if you can feed efficient enough.
So, RC, our listeners and our readers, they can go to Easy Ration. ration.com. Everything's up there. You got videos on this machine, and there's not another one like it out there, is there?
No. Whenever we come up with this concept years ago and it actually started working, they said, you got to look into patent. That's a pretty good idea. And so we did actually secure several patents on it. And so, we have kind of the only one available right now that can actually mix and blend on the go and, change the blend on the go. And actually what this patent is, the ability to run the floor chains at different rates, as well as the auger and the grain attachment. And it just, it can even add silage on one side. I mean, we tried to make it as versatile as possible so you could blend as many different things as you might have available from year to year. On our ranch, we don't have one square inch of farm ground, so everything we feed, we purchase and truck in. So we wanted to be able to, have as many different options available to us from year to year as possible. And so a lot of people would be in the same shoes we are.
I want to thank you for coming on the show, RC, and sharing all this knowledge. And what did our old buddy at Cargill, Brian McMurray, say?
Early on, we talked about it, and whenever we were developing the ration calculator, I told him, I said, well, this nutrition deal can get pretty sophisticated, pretty complicated. I said, we're just kind of focusing on the protein and the TDN and trying to get our particle size right. And he said, RC, he said, if you get these ranchers just to get in the protein and the energy right and the right particle size, you're going to take most of them light years ahead of where they are right now. And so we kind of tried to just use the KISS principle and just keep it simple.
Well, Brian's dead on that. I know I'm the worst offender. RC, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Enjoyed it. Have a great day.
Tigger, what did you get from that interview?
I tell you what, that makes a person think, because what was going through my mind is all the times that I have taken round bales out there, and there is so much waste of that hay was number one. But number two, making me think about how much energy that cow actually has to go through to digest that physical hay itself in terms of particle size. That was a great interview, Captain. Made me think.
I know, we're just ranching and it's, we just keep doing what we've been doing forever. But sometimes you do have to kind of reconsider some of this stuff. I think I can see why RC was so frustrated. He had this information. He'd been looking for a better way for years and years. Yeah, good for you, RC. Thanks for sharing that with us. Appreciate it. And that takes us to break time. So, folks, whatever it is you're doing, go get it done and get right back here with us.